match the stars from Charlie's Angels, David Doyle, Brent Summers, Charles Nelson Reilly, Connie Stevens, Jack Jones, and Betty White, as we play the star-studded Big Money Match Game 79. And now, here's the star of Match Game 79...
Hey everybody, this is Robert Berry and welcome to Retro Crush the Podcast, episode 82, Electric Boogaloo. Hope you're all doing better than I am today. Frankly, I've had a pretty shitty day, let me tell ya. I was backing out of a parking lot and some lady with this big old minivan was parked kind of too far out of her parking spot, and I bumped her bumper on the way out, and I knocked the paint off of her bumper in this little spot as big as your fist, and, you know, kind of frustrating there. And then get this, on the way home, just two blocks from my house, I blow out my back tire. So, what the fuck's going on? I don't know, not a good day. But thanks to some pirate rum, it's spelled P-Y-R-A-T, pretty good rum there, and some Diet Coke, so I don't get too fat from this. Things are a lot better, kinda. But anyway, yeah, we've been over at RetroCrush.com, moving to a new server, and I found this company, HostGator.com, is what they're called, and they're about $100 less a month to host Retro Crush than what I've been paying before. So I thought, hey, this is cool. I was paying about $270 with my previous company, $170 with the current company. So I wanted to make sure I switched over properly. So what I did was I waited for the month to be ending with the $270 company. So when I switched to the $170 company, it would be an easy cutover. I didn't want to be paying for two servers at the same time. So in my genius mind here, I thought I would wait till about a week before my other plan was over and then sign up for this new service so I can only have about 1 week where I'm paying for two servers at the same time. So I get the new server set up, and basically as I go to cancel my old service, they say, oh, you know, there's 30 days... written notice that you gotta give before you cancel your service. So fuck, I gotta pay another $260. Boy, those guys, they'll get you. So you can help your old buddy Robert Berry by buying a t-shirt for Retro Crush. Go to RetroCrush.com and you can see this fucking awesome t-shirt. It's made by Johnny Ryan of Angry Youth Comics fame. And it's got this great green-looking monster on it. It says Retro Crush on it. And frankly, you'll impress all your friends. You know, Entertainment Weekly has called this the feel-good t-shirt of the summer. And so, who are you to deny what Entertainment Weekly's got to offer there? We've got a hell of a show, if I dare say, for you today. I've got a giant collection of just retro goodness for you. It's retro cornucopia of Retropolis fantasticoness. Let me tell you this. And I came across so many commercials, TV themes, and whatnot. You're going to pull your hair out and go, oh my fucking God, this Retro Crush podcast is the best damn thing the world has ever seen. And I hope you'll enjoy this trip with me as much as I enjoy taking you on it. I mean, I feel kind of like that tour guide on a Disneyland boat that's showing you, like, you know, the safari trip. You know, I'm gonna point out that hippopotamus in the water to you and shoot that fucker in the head before he bites us, because, you know, hippos are more dangerous than crocodiles, they say. But first up, we have a really great piece from the 70s. So you kids that were born after 1980, this may not mean anything to you, but it means a lot to me deep down inside. And it's there was this little yellow glob kind of guy named Timer, and he had a bunch of little basically he gave you little public service announcements. I think this was the people that did Schoolhouse Rock, and it was telling you to eat better. And this is probably one of the best ones they ever did. It was, I hanker for a hunk of cheese.
Bang, bang, bang! Oh, howdy, partner. Time for timer. Do you ever get that hungry feeling after school? Boy, I do. I'm so hungry, I could eat a wagon wheel.
When I'm slow on the draw and I need something to chaw, I hanker for a hunk of cheese. When my 10-gallon hats are feeling 5 gallons flat, I got something planned, which is little cheese sandwiches. Come on!
Here's a great little snack to tide you over till dinner. If you want something delicious and nutritious, cheese is a super snack. Look, a wagon wheel.
When my get up and go has got up and went, I hanker for a hunk of cheese. When I'm dancing a hold down and my boots kind of slow down, or any time I'm weak in the knees, I hanker for a hunk of, a slab or slice of chunk of, a snacker that is a winner, and yet won't spoil my dinner. I hanker for a hunk of cheese. Yahoo!
When I want to be constipated and don't want to shit for 5 days straight, I hanker for a hunk of cheese. This is another interesting one here about beans and rice, eating beans and rice. You know, what kid doesn't love eating beans and rice? Most all of them, actually. But this was trying to sell you on the fact that if you had beans and rice, it would taste really good. But fuck them, I never thought that.
Beans and rice, beans and rice. Mama even served us sometimes twice. But silly as they seem, beans will give you your protein. My good buddy Rice is an energy device. Put us together as a team. We've got a flavor that's supreme. Beans and rice, beans and rice. Once or twice or even thrice. Beans and rice is nice.
Once or twice or even thrice? Geez, you're telling kids to eat beans and rice 3 times a day? These some pretty damn sneaky kids here. Here's a cool bit from Sesame Street that I love. And there's a lot of Sesame Street classic songs. You know, It's Not Easy Being Green, I Love Trash. But they don't really ever release the cartoons that they did as songs on their CDs for the kids to listen to. But here's one I found. It's one of my favorites. It's The Ladybug Picnic.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. The ladybugs came to the ladybug picnic. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And they all played games at the ladybug picnic. They had 12 sacks, so they ransacked races, and they fell on the backs, and they fell on the faces. The ladybugs fell at the ladybug picnic. They played jump rope, but the rope, it broke, so they just sat around telling knock-knock jokes. The ladybugs fell at the ladybug's picnic. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And they chatted away at the ladybug's picnic. They talked about the high price of furniture and rugs and fire insurance for ladybugs. Ladybugs dwell at the ladybug's picnic.
Man, here's stuff like that, you know, it just blows my mind, because I don't think I've heard that song since I was 7, and, you know, I've got such a great memory. I can't remember to take out the trash, but for trivia stuff, you know, I can remember, like, you know, some commercial I saw only once when I was 5 years old. I guess that's what makes me your ideal host for Retro Crush stuff here. But, yeah, it's just really cool. That's what nostalgia is all about, is to enjoy stuff from the past, and, you know, there's great feelings you have from the past. And maybe you hear that television commercial or that TV theme, it makes you remember about those happy times you had long, long ago. And that's what I hope we're doing for you here on this fine day, is bringing back good memories for you and making your life better as a result. You know, sometimes maybe you don't need religion. You just need Retro Crush. Let Retro Crush be your religion here. Well, you know, I was talking with my good friend Jenny Ryan, and she had asked if I could play a song from her favorite show, Lazy Town. You know, I haven't seen this show too much, but she really turned me onto it. And there's this little girl with pink hair that sings some really cute songs, and this is a song called "You Gotta Do the Cooking by the Book," a little piece from it about how making cake, it's a piece of cake. to make up a pretty cake.
It's a piece of cake to make a pretty cake. If the way is hazy, you gotta do the cooking by the book. You know you can't be lazy. Never use a messy recipe. The cake will end up crazy. If you do the cooking by the book, then you'll have a cake. We gotta have it made. You know that I love cake. Finally, it's time to make a cake.
Good luck getting that song out of your head. Hey, not such a retro commercial, but, you know, there's this product on the adult product market called the Fleshlight. And it's basically a flashlight-shaped device for men. And it's got this hole in the front with this rubbery substance. And they're either shaped like a slit, a vagina, or a butthole. And, you know, I guess presumably you're supposed to make love to this flashlight-shaped erotic device. And on the website for this device, a friend sent it to me. I wasn't looking at it by myself. But it had this instructional video, and some of the audio from it was pretty funny, so I thought I'd share it with you here.
When you receive the Fleshlight, it will arrive in this discreetly marked plain brown box. After you've removed the product from the packaging, unscrew the cap, and remove the super skin insert, and place the insert in warm water. When it has reached your preferred temperature, return the insert to the casing. And you're ready to experience the finest self-gratification alternative in the world. When you are finished, unscrew the end cap. And rinse both of them in clean warm water. Twist the cap back on, and the discreet Fleshlight is ready to be stored for later use. With proper care, the Fleshlight will last a lifetime.
Holy crap, that's just bizarre as hell there, don't you think? I remember there was this episode of the Brady Bunch where they were in the Grand Canyon, and Bobby and Cindy were sneaking beans inside of a Fleshlight to feed this poor Indian kid. And they emptied out the batteries in this metal Fleshlight and put beans and stuff in it. And they fed that Indian. And, I was just thinking, if they had a Fleshlight with beans in it, that might, be added texture for love and goodness there. Just maybe. I don't know. Well, here is, I like to play a couple theme songs from 70 shows. I haven't heard these in quite a long time, and I was kind of excited to come across the theme songs for them. First up, we have Bigfoot and Wild Boy. This was a Sid and Marty Krofft show, the guys who brought you, H.R. Puff and stuff and the like. And, what was interesting about this show is that, it was basically ripping off the Bigfoot from the $6 Million Man. There was a bionic Bigfoot on that show that was played by the guy who did Lurch for the Addams Family. And they decided to make a show to cash in on that there.
Out of the great Northwest comes the legendary Bigfoot, who 8 years ago saved a young child lost in the vast wilderness.
8 years ago!
And that child until he grew up to be Wild Boy.
So basically 8 years ago, sorry to interrupt here, but if Bigfoot rescued this kid 8 years ago, and raised him, in the show, this kid's like already 18, so like some stupid 10-year-old kid got raised by Bigfoot, I guess. So, anyway, I'm digressing too much here. And the rest of this theme shows like, them jumping around bionic style and running in slow motion just like the $6 Million Man does. that's enough of that. Yeah, it was an interesting show when you were a kid, but yeah, it doesn't really hold up so well. There's a guy dressed up as Bigfoot, and this blonde guy, Bigfoot and Wild Boy. And when Bigfoot would jump in the air, he'd go, "Baya ba," and like, you know, sometimes you'd pretend to be Bigfoot when you were a kid. It was kind of cool. One other Sid and Marty Krofft show I really dug that's not on DVD now, and I wish it was called Dr. Shrinker, and it had quite a swinging, a really good swinging theme song. Dr. Shrinker, he's as crazy as you'll ever find. And, you know, I've been trying to find somebody crazier since that moment, and I've yet to do it. So that theme song was totally, totally on the money. Not unlike this one from the Sid and Marty Krofft folk, Wonder Bug. This was an interesting show where these three wacky teenagers, who were always in some kind of trouble, it seemed, found this junky car, and when they squeezed the horn on it, it turned into this really hot, cool, glittery red dune buggy called Wonder Bug. And here's the lovely theme song for that show. Well, Sid and Marty Krofft, you know, they made, you know, H&R Puff and stuff, and, you know, the Bugaloos. They also did Land of the Lost, one of the greatest kid shows ever made. But near the end of their run there, one of the shows they did was called Magic Mongo. It was basically about this genie who helped out teenagers. He was always helping out three teenagers. That was like the magic formula, you know, whether it was Fred Vilman, Shaggy, well, actually, Daphne was in there, too. There's four in Scooby-Doo. They kind of broke the mold there. But the Krofft shows always had three teenagers in trouble. And one of them was called Magic Mongo. And it was about this genie who looked kind of like Al Del Vecchio from Happy Days, but it wasn't really him. And he had magic genie powers. And here's the theme song for that show called Magic Mongo. This next TV theme is from a show called The Kids from Caper. It was like a C.A.P.E.R. And it was a wacky, like, detective kind of show. And, yeah, I remember the show not being particularly good, but I really liked the theme song. And I was searching around on YouTube.com and was surprised to see someone actually put the theme from there. This is an early 70s super obscure show. You probably never see it on DVD, but kind of a fun little theme song. Thank you.
If you got a case that needs super detection, will you come to Capers and we never lose? AT is first, I'm cool and I'm clever. Just like a bloodhound, he'll sniff out the clues. Then there is Bud, I'm tough and I'm feisty. He takes care of trouble cause he's super strong. And Tuesday's the one who's all full of sunshine. Me and the Venom will sure get along. And Doc's got the looks and the brains to catch the cruise.
Ah, come on.
We're the kids, we're the kids, we're the kids from Caper. We'll race to your face, solve your case every time. We're the kids, we're the kids, we're the kids from Caper. For it a war and a war against crime. We're the kids, we're the kids, we're the kids from Caper. Pour in a war evermore against crime. We're the kids from Caper.
We're the mother crook.
We're the kids from Caper.
We handle the battle.
We're the kids from Caper.
We fight the fight.
We're the kids from Caper.
Get the good.
Yeah, the kids from Caper. By the way, did I mention I would sure love you to buy a Retro Crush t-shirt? If you go to RetroCrush.com, right on the front page there is a picture of me wearing this shirt. You can click that picture and see more pictures of me wearing this shirt. Frankly, it's the shirt to end all shirts. A shirt for all seasons. It's a shirt, that saved Manhattan. That saved Pittsburgh, actually, like the fish that saved Pittsburgh. But please, buy this shirt. It's a hella good shirt. I'm begging of you here, folks. I don't beg very often. Well, here, let's play a few commercials here. Here's a 70s commercial for Levi's, and it's pretty, kind of gay sounding, but funny, hillbilly gay sounding. And I mean that in a good way.
Good morning, world. Good morning to you. Well, I'm wearing my Levi's. 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 Bright, shiny world. Well, I'm ready for you. Wearing my Levi's. 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 Levi's.
Look, everybody, I'm wearing pants! Oh my god, what a horrible jingle that was. Anyway, sorry to blow out your headphones there. Anyway, this is coming up. Well, you messed with the microphone levels here a little bit there. Is that a little better there, folks? I think it is. It might be a little too low. Hold on here, sir. Let me knock the volume up a bit. I'm going to turn the beat around because I love to hear percussion, frankly. By the way, you know, I've been getting some nice emails from you folks lately. And I thought I would read a couple of them for you. I got a wonderful email from a fine young lady named Megan Stemwade. She writes, Dear Robert, thanks you for a most enjoyable podcast. I've been reading your site for years and have recently begun listening to the podcast during the day. You bet I subscribe through iTunes on my iPod. As an aside, I have a 4GB mini in pink, which is pretty retro these days, don't you think? Yes, I do think so. Sorry, I digress. I'm a dog walker, so I have ample driving and walking time to fill, so I don't have to listen to my own thoughts. Your podcast is the perfect distraction from my own boring ruminations on life. Thank you very much. I was listening to number 81 today while walking a bad-tempered Westie. I don't know what that is, but it doesn't sound good. is pretty excited to hear you're giving away the 15th anniversary edition of Fried Green Tomatoes. Yes, a 15th anniversary edition is a very random thing, but I really want a copy nonetheless. Please pick me. What I will give you in return is the knowledge that the scrumptious Mary Louise Parker shows up starkers in Angels of America, full frontal. And you're right, she ought to be president. But who for vice president? Thanks again for a super fun podcast. Please pick me. Well, hell, anyone who's going to point out a movie that Mary Louise Parker is full frontal naked in wins. So thank you so much, Megan. I will email you, and we will get you that DVD, because I'm excited to learn about naked Mary Louise Parker in a movie, frankly. Here is a commercial from the 80s for Burger King, starring Mr. T.
Speaking for Burger King, I am proud to announce that we have just changed the Whopper.
Hey, you in the suit, you're in a lot of trouble.
I know, you're all behind us on this.
I like the Whopper the way it was, fool.
The new Whopper has more beef than ever. More beef than Big Mac or Wendy's single. And it beat them both for best taste.
More beef? Better taste?
The new Whopper. More beef than Big Mac or Wendy's single. And winner for best taste.
Okay, fool. It's good. I'll let you live.
Yeah, that commercial reminded me of a bit that Eddie Murphy did on his Delirious comedy special, and I was looking it up and found some audio from it. It was surprised how crazy and homophobic it was. This bit where he talks about a gay Mr. T, I don't have it in this clip you're going to hear, but this kid goes off about how he doesn't like faggots looking at his ass and faggot this and that. Pretty horrible. I remember by the time his follow-up comedy concert Raw, which was released theatrically, he even mentioned some of the heat that he was getting from gay people. But anyway, here is a still funny bit about Mr. T. What if Mr. T was gay, from Eddie Murphy's Delirious special back in the 80s.
I have this nightmare that I go to Hollywood and find out that Mr. T is a faggot.
Really? And he'd be walking up to people going,
"Hey, boy. Hey, boy, you look mighty cute in them jeans. Now come on over here and fuck me up the ass. Come on. I'm gonna bend over now. Hey, boy, slow down. You gonna mess around and come too fast. Then you get mad, I'll clench up my butt cheeks and rip your dick off."
Man, if only Mr. T was gay, what a world it would be. If he were. Well, speaking of gay stuff, here is a commercial for Nintendo cereal. And this was an interesting cereal because it was kind of like two different cereals in one. One half of the box had Super Mario Brothers cereal, and the other half was The Legend of Zelda cereal. So it was two cereals in one.
Cereal. Wow!
Nintendo.
Super Mario.
Cereal system is a super part of this nutritious breakfast.
Nintendo. Two cereals in one. Wow! It's two cereals in one. Another interesting product from the 80s was Superman peanut butter. And I know they had made this, but I stumbled on a commercial for it where Lex Luthor has Superman in a prison, and these kids are looking through a sewer grating, and they see Superman in prison, and they help him out by moving the kryptonite that's keeping him behind bars there.
Luthor has Superman trapped. He's using kryptonite to destroy his powers.
Now you'll tell me why Superman peanut butter tastes so great.
Never. So fresh roasted, so creamy, so yummy. Then its secret will be mine, all mine. Ah, I foiled again! Just wait, Superman. I'll find out.
Superman peanut butter. Its strength is its great taste.
I don't understand why Superman was willing to stay in jail to protect the secret of why Superman peanut butter tastes so great. Just tell him, hey, we use good peanuts, Lex. Just let me out. I don't know why he's worth getting tortured over that. Time to get your priorities straight, Superman. By the way, I'm hoping to do a Superman ticket giveaway here on RetroCrush.com. So I hope if you're in Sacramento around here, we're going to give away some passes to a premiere of the film. So anyway, hope to do that with you there. Next up, I've got a fun clip from a movie called The Last Dragon, which was out in the 80s. And there was this really cool villain named Shonuff, the Shogun of Harlem. And as he busts into a movie theater, here's his intro here.
Am I the meanest?
Shonuff!
Am I the prettiest?
Shonuff!
Am I the baddest mofo low down around this town?
Shonuff!
Well, who am I?
Shonuff!
Who am I?
Shonuff!
I can't hear you.
Shonuff!
Shogun of Harlem.
Yes!
That's a very funny movie. If you haven't seen it, I recommend it highly. Next, we have a commercial for Hostess Fruit Pies and Twinkies.
This house isn't haunted, is it?
Do something, Fruit Pie the Magician.
Yeah, my what?
No!
Don't drag. So are the Hostess Fruit Pies and Twinkies cakes.
You want to go home.
That's easy. Yes!
Twinkie the Kid. Saves.
Now for Hostess Fruit Pies, Apple and Cherry
and Twinkie.
Cream filling.
Real fruit filling.
You'll get a big delight in every bite of Hostess Fruit Pies and Twinkies cakes.
I remember this great commercial for Ho-Ho's that I saw when I was a kid. And what was interesting about this commercial was that it had... there's these kids that were with a reporter, and they were taking a trip inside of a Hostess Ho-Ho. And it had them walking through these chocolate caves, and then basically they fell into this whirlpool of frosting, and it looked like the end was near for them. And then all of a sudden, like, the Ho-Ho guy, who looked like, you know, a Ho-Ho wearing a Robin Hood hat, unfurled this giant Ho-Ho like unrolling a carpet, and they're like, oh, thanks, Mr. Ho-Ho. And it was weird because, like, you know, when they were inside the Ho-Ho, it looked like there was miles and miles of Ho-Ho cave that they were in. But it was really only about 6 feet tall when the Ho-Ho man unfurled the Ho-Ho. So, anybody still listening here? Anyway, we're going to kind of wrap things up here with a commercial for Activision's Pitfall game for the Atari.
This is Pitfall, the smash hit video game by Activision that everybody wants for the Atari video computer system, with scorpions, tar pits, and rolling logs, with underground passages and cobra rattlers, with swamps, hungry crocodiles, and lots more. Don't miss Pitfall, the smash hit that everybody wants. Get it before they're all gone. Pitfall, designed by David Crane. Don't miss it.
Well, that's about all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening. As always, you can visit RetroCrush.com, email me at rbarry@RetroCrush.com, and call the RetroCrush hotline at 916-231-9480. One of the features we've got on our website right now is the 100 coolest cover songs of all time. We're counting them down from 100. We're in the 70s right now. Been a little slow updating that, but we're getting some on there. And, you know, I'll give you a sneak preview to an upcoming one that's not on the list yet. We're going to play a clip from Frente's cover of New Order's Bizarre Love Triangle. They do such a beautiful version of this song. And I'd like to share it with you, and I hope you enjoy listening to it as much as I enjoyed playing it to you. This is Frente's Bizarre Love Triangle from Marvin the Album.
Every time I see you falling, I get down on my knees and pray. I'm waiting for that final moment you say the words that I can't say. Every time I see you falling, I'll get down on my knees and pray. I'm waiting for that final moment.